Welcome to The Practical Intuitive. We're each Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, where host Robin Fritz explores mind, body, and spirit for the real world. Because we are all intuitives and healers, and we must all learn to love ourselves and live that love every day. Robin is a trained and certified intuitive and spiritual consultant and hypnotherapist with an international practice based in Seattle, Washington. As the practical intuitive, she covers personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice. It's all here. Readings, healings, and funny, warm, thought-provoking conversations. It's Robin Fritz, the practical intuitive, helping you mastermind body and spirit for the real world. No ifs, ands, buts, or BS ever.
Welcome to the practical intuitive. Mind, body, spirit for the real world. It's Robin Fritz, and this show is pre-recorded for airing on Labor Day, Monday, September 2nd, 2019. Today we're going to be talking about energy, how energy, culture, and mindset affect our lives and our afterlives. And it's part of a two-part series where I'll be talking about what energy is, how it matters to our lives, and how we might think about cooperating with energy and what that means to us. But as we get started here, I would like you to know that every week when I'm on air live, you are welcome to call in with questions, with ideas, with requests for a quick reading. And I'm always happy to oblige that. And if you're shy, you're welcome to email me at my website, robinfritz.com. That's RobinFritz.com. And every once in a while, I do a radio show that just covers questions that people have emailed me over a period of weeks. So again, welcome. My name is Robin Fritz. I'm an intuitive and spiritual consultant and a past life regression specialist based in Seattle, Washington. And I cover a range of subjects, and I also work with crystals. My crystal partner is Fallon. He's a citrine Lemurian quartz. No, I did not name him. I can't get away with naming anybody in my family. All my animals and my crystals choose their own names. They just let me know what they are. So as we get started on the show today, and there's a lot I want to cover, let's start by getting grounded and balanced with Fallon so you'll feel him the way your intuition works most strongly. So you may see pictures, you may feel his energy, you may hear him chat with you, or simply know that you're connected with him, but you'll experience his energy, I should say, depending on how your intuition works most strongly. So take your attention to the top of your head. We're bringing mind, body, and spirit together. And as we breathe down from the top of our heads to the bottom of our feet, just let go of the cares of the day, everything you're thinking about or worried about or whatever, and just give this time to yourself for your own mind, body, spirit development. Breathing down from the top of your head, down your face, your throat, your shoulders, your chest, hips, knees, and feet. Just imagine an energy line running from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, clearing out the blocks, helping you get settled and grounded. And now moving back up from your feet, past your knees, your hips, your chest, your shoulders, your throat, that power of communication, your face, and the top of your head. So imagine that this energy line ran down and back up again, and now you're connected with the healthy, powerful energy that is Fallon. And so today, again, I want to talk about what energy is, how energy, culture, and mindset affect our lives and afterlives. So if you think of energy, and everybody talks about energy, and everybody's like, well, what is energy? In a sense, everything that you see and don't see around you is energy. And energy will help create bodies, like the physical bodies we in. It's just the density of energy creating a body. But energy is also huge, like this approaching Hurricane Dorian approaching Florida over the Labor Day weekend. Energy is all around us. It's the DNA of the universe. It's in us and it's everything. It's seen and unseen. But what does energy have to do with mindset, culture, religion, and free choice? And with what happens after we die? And with us being our best selves, alive or dead? So I really am going to sound kind of wonky today in talking about energy. And then on September 16th, as my show now is on the first and third Mondays of the month, on September 16th, I'm going to share some amazing stories with you that will show how I learned about the overall work of energy in the world and what that means to us. That, yes, energy gets stuck. That, yes, when we die, we can get stuck, not because of something that we did bad, but because of our own thought process, which continues after we die, and what that means to the energy of the planet and how we can form a more cooperative relationship with ourselves and with the energy that makes us up, so to speak. So, you know, as I get launched into this, one thing I would like to say is, as people have emailed me or have they connected with me on Facebook, and I do a usually weekly Facebook Live at 11 a.m. Pacific time at the Humanity Healing page, which is part of the Om Times community. We talk about a variety of subjects, and I will have to say that a lot of the things that I talk about make me sound really out there. But I have experienced these in a way that most people would consider scientific explorations, right? So I, when I learn something, when I experience something intuitively, when I go around and work with different things on the planet and I discover something that nobody else is talking about that I can tell, I will invite people I know and trust to go and have an interaction with the thing that I'm talking about. And I don't explain what it is that I've done or what it is that I've learned, because a real scientific experiment is going to start by looking at, you know, the baseline. What is the baseline? And so everyone needs to approach that from the aspect of, here we are, what are we learning? And if they come up with the same results or the same in experience that I've come up with without my influencing them, then I know that things are pretty much working that way. And I think that's how we need to come together in our culture right now, because we have been cut off from our essential selves for the last 400 years. And that's a scientific issue. So one of the things that I have gotten into over the years is mediumship, and by that I mean talking with deceased people and animals. And I do that by working with my dad, Ray, who died on June 30th, 1994. And my dad kept showing up insisting that I work with the dead, and I'm like, yeah, I'm not so much interested in that. Because what I see from most other mediums out there is name, rank, and serial number, and I'm not interested in that. When my dad pointed out that, hey, all you have to do is ask for the people you want to talk to, I will go get them, bring them back to you, then I realized I could facilitate real conversations with people. And that brings me back to the subject of energy, because if we walk along our narrow little paths in life and we don't look at the other things that are going on around us, or we don't, you know, have this essential curiosity that helps us explore, then we're not going to get out of the mindset that we were born in. And that's kind of what working with my dad reminded me of, is that I've never walked in the cultural mindset completely. I've always had questions on the outside, always wondering what's going on and why. And that's why when I created the process of working with things and inviting people who are grounded and balanced and are curious and can go out and explore those things, we find out that there's more going on in the world than we're aware of, and we have less of an impact on the world than we could have if we were really connected with it. And that's where we get back to talking about energy and how energy works and how it affects our culture and what that means to us as citizens of the planet, as citizens of an equal planet. So how energy works. So we do the best we can in our lives and we hit roadblocks and we can get stuck, right? And that's just normal, right? You hit a stoplight, a red stoplight, and you stop when you're driving and all of those kinds of things. So how do you understand how energy is? Well, it can be this amorphous subject that this is energy, or we can think about energy in terms of examples. So one of the examples I use is different frequencies. And this, with anyone who's working in beginning to establish their intuitive life, they are working on different frequencies. So when I was first learning to communicate with my animals, and then I started working with hurricanes and weather systems and volcanoes, those are beings that live on different frequencies. And until I learned to work on different frequencies at the same time, I would lose a connection to my kids because I was working on the frequency of hurricane and back and forth. So you see what I'm saying? If you change the radio dial from like 92.5 FM to 108.7 FM, you've changed the frequency. So you're hearing that radio station and not the other. That's how frequency works. So when we talk with other humans, we're talking on a human frequency. If you want to communicate with animals, you're talking on a frequency that human and animals can communicate on. And the same with a hurricane, or the same with a tree, or the same with the food we eat, or anything else. What is also affected is our beliefs and our attitudes and our mindset. So when you think you're communicating with people, you have you ever said that phrase, well, I can't get through to that person, we're on different wavelengths? In a sense, we are, because our beliefs and our attitudes put us on different wavelengths, so to speak. So we're not always hearing as clearly as we could. So if you take that a step further, okay, so we've got the different frequencies, right? So now I want to talk about how energy gets blocked. Well, how does energy get blocked? So imagine you've got a flashlight and you turn on the flashlight and you point it at the wall and you see this circle of light on the wall. And now remember doing bunny ears, sticking your fingers in front of that flashlight so you can see the little bunny ears in that spot of light on the wall? Well, really cute, right? But the bunny ears are blocking the light. So in a sense, those bunny ears are blocking the free flow of energy. And that is how energy can get stuck. It's cute, right? But if you translate it into our daily experience, we are the flashlights for our energy, the beam of light. So we're the flashlights for our energy when we're alive and when we're dead, and we can choose to allow our energy to flow freely or to be blocked or get stuck. So being blocked is stuck. So you can stand in one frequency, ignore other frequencies, or block or completely or partially block frequencies, which means we can choose the degree of stuckness that we live and operate in. And, you know, of course, we can also get stuck if somebody else prevents us from making a choice. But that's another subject altogether. I'm just talking about how we interact with ourselves and interact with the world around us by our free choice. So what does that mean? It means that any block we run into or create, intentionally or otherwise, can affect our energy, which is another way of saying our vibration, the flashlight beam, and get us stuck. And we'll stay stuck until we manage to get the energy flowing freely again, or to remove whatever block it is that keeps that round glow of the light, flashlight, on the wall. So after the break, we're going to talk about what that means for us in our daily lives. Hang on, we'll be right back.
conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth. Spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. My name is Robin Fritz, and we are talking about how energy, culture, and mindset affect our lives and our afterlives. So, understanding the basic concept of energy, that it's always flowing, and you think of yourself as a flashlight for your energy. Think that whatever we go out and about and we're living our lives, things annoy us, they pester us, they make us happy, whatever, but our energy can get blocked by any little thing that happens. And that's just how life is. It's just how things go. Anything can block us. It's kind of almost a minefield out there. So the question is, what are you going to do about being blocked? And you can change the situation that's blocking you, or at least how you react to it. And that helps eliminate the block and let your energy flow freely. So think about it as you're uncomfortable, you pinpoint the source of the discomfort, and you ask yourself, okay, is what I'm feeling or experiencing me, or is it something else? Okay, if it's you, you can decide what it is and fix it. If it's something else, you can also decide what it is and fix it. You can move away from the situation. You can leave the area that you're feeling. You're walking down a road and you're feeling uncomfortable. You turn around and go back. There are many things that we can do to keep us flowing and make us feel like our energy is actually going in a healthy way and that we're moving along properly in our lives. But first asking what you are experiencing and how you experience it. And then if you're feeling stuck and you know that you're stuck, you know, one thing you can do first of all is relax, because I've yet to meet someone who's not been around before, not had a previous life. What, in whatever form that life was, we all deep down know how to deal with blocked energy, right? Anything that keeps us from moving forward, from living our best lives, from claiming our personal power and being strong in who we are, even if we make mistakes, that's blocking us. So what we want to do is move forward and get unstuck and learn how to manage our energy. So our energy is a discrete being. It's almost a separate being from us. And when I work with clients, I help them see what their energy body actually looks like. So their energy body surrounds their body. And you can look at your energy body and you can see what it looks like. Most people haven't been paying attention to it because they don't know it's there. So it could have holes in it. It could be tough and rigid, you know. And the point of your energy body is it helps you explore the world. It helps you reach out and explore the world, and helps the world reach in and explore you. But if you don't have a good field, an energy field or a boundary, then your energy body gets affected by all kinds of things. If you're someone whose feelings run toward, or your intuition runs towards feelings, your energy is softer and you tend to be more easily affected by other people's energies. So their feelings and thoughts come into you as opposed to you simply noting them and experiencing them that way. So what we want to do with your energy body is to keep it as clear as possible, and that involves self-care, right? Things like taking a coffee break, doing a walk outside, developing a yoga practice, which is really good. And I'm not talking about, you know, some sort of religious thing, but actual physical yoga movements are actually really good, or Tai Chi or some sort of practice like that that gets your body moving, which what it does is bring mind, body, and spirit together. So there are all kinds of things that you can do to keep yourself balanced and explore them. Salt baths, I always recommend people keep salt around. I have my house full of lavender and crystals, all of those things that remind me that this is my choice in my life. So when our energy is flowing smoothly, body, mind, and spirit feel healthier, more vital, and more alive, right? And being more fully alive in our bodies and growing our souls is why we're here. And that's learning to love ourselves. And I know that sounds really like a, oh my God, a wishy-washy subject. And I always kind of rolled my eyes when people talk to me about love. And I'm like, what does love mean? Then I had a little dog, his name was Alki. And I realized that he was basically love in a body. And he made me realize that love is a real thing. And it doesn't matter if you make mistakes. It doesn't matter that you're overweight. It doesn't matter that you'd want a better job. What matters is that you accept yourself unconditionally and you honor that and cherish that and basically love yourself, so that helps you keep energy moving. So we can do all of these things. We can create healthy energy boundaries, which is important to do. And we can work on our energy boundaries. And I, like I said, I work with clients all the time. Every week I've got people that I'm working with, teaching them how to keep their energy boundary intact, which is really interesting to me, is that a lot of the people I work with have done extensive studies in energy healing and learning about boundaries. And it's like, whoa, okay, energy healing is real. We are all innately intuitive. We are all innately healers. So we can tap energy and work with it on our own. But you need to understand where your physical body is and what its limits are and how your energy body adapts during the day to protect you as well as help you explore the universe. Think of it as you're kind of like your own private security force that's also helping you go out and party with people. So having fun while keeping you safe. The problem is with energy is that energy is everywhere and it is affected by everything. And in fact, we live in a culture where we've made decisions about what energy looks like and how it works, and that's where things get sticky. Now, as I said, I learned about this in more detail when I started working with my dad as a medium, because it wasn't just helping people talk with loved ones, human or animals, that my dad came and asked me to do work with him. And it wasn't just all of the non-humans that I work with and their dead that my dad has cheerfully taken into what I call his way station for dead things on the other side. The first place where everyone who transitions to the real afterlife goes to rest up before they go on to review their lives and explore the universe and ultimately decide what it is that their soul is going to do next. And what my dad was really concerned about, in addition, was number one, he knew I wasn't loving myself, so I needed help. And there were a whole bunch of the dead who didn't love themselves, and they weren't going to the afterlife. They were stuck, and they are stuck, and they stay stuck. And that I will cover on my September 16th show, because understanding what that was made me see how energy is stuck on the planet. And no matter how hard we work on ourselves to maintain proper energy boundaries, until we change the mindset that exists in the human species on the planet, we are not going to fully step into our roles as equals with all life on the planet or enjoy the kind of development, mind, body, and spirit that we could be enjoying and participating in. And that brings us to culture. So we live in a religious and cultural framework that people long dead dreamed up for us, right? The question is that true and useful to us? So my answer to that is no. Your answer may be different, and that's why we need to talk about it. So, eons ago, you can imagine our ancestors huddling together over a fire as these creatures in the dark were waiting to eat us. And we wondered, well, is this all there is? You know, we're going to get eaten, and is that the end? And if I'm thinking this, what's going on around me? So, eventually, you know, we banded together in larger and larger tribes, and basically tribes, civilizations, governments, primitive corporations, if you will, were born to exert control over people's lives. To keep them safe, sure, right? But to basically control them. And that's all good. I mean, we as individuals aren't strong enough to fight off a tiger or a bear or whatever. So, you know, we need to band together. Also, you know, it's kind of lonely. People really, you know, needed companionship. We're a species unlike others. We need to be together, and that's who we are. But when we banded together, we created culture. And so we created a way of thinking that ended up affecting how we lived our lives. And so we built ideas of how to live together. We built religions that taught us how to think and gave us some comfort over or fear over what was going to happen when we died. But essentially our culture is there, and we don't really think about it because it's there. It's around us every day. And we don't really think about what it's telling us or how we're thinking, or we don't think about challenging it. And that's, unfortunately, in some ways, that's something that I've done all my life, is challenge the status quo. And I'm beginning to think that's a good thing, because I think there are people that need to stand up and say, hey, wow, what do you think about this? And if this is affecting us and it's not making us the best that we can be, what can we do instead? And that's what I think about culture. So to me, my mindset is we're born, crap happens, fun happens, we die. I don't care about a God in my life. I don't even believe in a God, although I have several gods and goddesses who have shown up to have conversations that have proved me wrong about some things. So there you go. I have to say I'm not always right. But I am always curious. Right. And so what I know for sure is that our attitude, and our attitude alone and nothing else, determines how we live our life and what happens after we die. Starting with loving yourself. Right. You may want religion to be at play, a God or whatever, but it really comes down to your attitude. Now, do I debunk all religions? Well, in some ways I would like to, except my parents lived and died within their Catholic faith, and they successfully made it to the afterlife. So that was their choice, and they did it, and it works for us, or worked for them. And maybe in some ways our culture works for a lot of us, but it's changing, and it has to change. Why? Going back to the idea of energy. Energy, people, is sentient. Energy is alive. It has consciousness. It can communicate with us. energy as a thing can and does communicate with us. It also creates everything that we see around us, as I said, the DNA of the universe. Energy has also changed for our time. Now, I'm not talking about all this stuff that people talk about, the ascension. I don't even get that. But what I do know is that energy has changed. It has now become multidimensional, and that there are some of us who work in and operate in multiple dimensions at the same time. Not something I highly recommend, but it is possible. And energy is changing. And if energy is changing, that means that it's a possibility to change the things that have held energy contained until now, and that's our culture, right? So culture and mindset come about because you repeat something often enough to create a cultural norm. Okay, that becomes accepted, that becomes ingrained, and that becomes establishment, whether it's true or not. So over time, those norms include rituals and ceremonies, and that becomes the way it is. So our culture as we see it is the way it is right now. There are lots of great things about our culture. There are lots of things that aren't so great. And here's our opportunity to question what works and what doesn't work and what we would like to change about it. But when enough people accept a cultural belief, it becomes a collective belief. It imprints on our consciousness, and it ends in uniform behavior. It's comforting, yes, but it's also the first rule of the control freaks. If you want to rule the world, get people to think what you want them to think and make that an integral part of their lives. Mind control. But when behavior is regulated through repetition, through ceremony and belief and ritual, right, it becomes collective belief, and that becomes true and acceptable whether it is or not. That's the way it is, right? And collective belief can take on a life of its own and become a thought form. That ideas and that are believed and practiced by enough people become as real as any other life form, human or not. What does this mean? The Empire State Building in New York City, an old faithful geyser in Yellowstone National Park, exist as real physical things. But the words that define them are also real, and the words that define other things are also real. So the word Reiki, for example, defines an energy system created by this old guy in Japan, and I've actually had a few conversations with him over the years and his mentor, and pretty interesting people, but this energy system has become widespread. And it has become a thought form that exists independently of the energy, Reiki energy system, right? Just like the idea of Yellowstone National Park or Old Faithful Geyser in Yellowstone National Park are thought forms. They're real things that affect us. So do the words Christianity and democracy. So those are all good things, right? I mean, there's a lot of good things that have come from these ideas that become thought forms. But those thought forms become energy, right? Energy forms a real thing, and they affect our thought process. So do the words like Nazism, hell, purgatory, limbo, oligarchy, dictatorship. So anything that we think a lot about becomes a thought form. So, you know, most of the time we think really, you know, we want the best thing to happen for us and our friends and our family and the world. We mean well, we just forget that what we use to comfort ourselves is an idea or a thought form that rules us, right? And, you know, to be honest, we have had recessions and we've had calamities, but our current time that we live in is really not that difficult. And as I say, well, I can prove it. We have grocery stores and house cats. But if you're starting to challenge established paradigms, which is where we are right now in our culture, then we see the foundations of religion and culture and government cracking, if not entirely buckling. And that's what you're seeing right now around the world. You know, mass exodus from one country to another brought about by so-called climate change and other things. But here's the truth. Our ancestors built a world that worked for them, and it became an answer, and that became culture and religion. But the myths that they used to create that aren't true. And, you know, what does that mean for us in terms of energy? And we're about ready for a break here. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about what that means for us and how we go about altering our concept of energy.
Conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and today we're talking about energy. How culture and mindset affect our lives and our afterlives, and what we might want to think about doing about that. So, quick summary, our ancestors created a way for all of us to get along together, and that eventually evolved into cultural and religious institutions that we now see spread around the world in different regions. And the problem is, as we get into it, that over time, those institutions start to be altered, right? The foundations, as we're seeing, that we've relied on over time, our traditional religious culture and government institutions are crackling, they're buckling. And it would be a great time for us to, you know, enlighten ourselves, listen to a maverick now and then, you know, I'm sadly a maverick. I'm telling you, it's not easy. It's not easy being an outsider. It's not easy speaking up and saying, hey, everything that we've looked at all these years has some problems. Let's look at those problems. Let's see how we can alter them. But my passion is that every single one of us learns to love ourselves and to learn to step forward by loving ourselves and all of our mistakes and creating a society where we can function and we can be our best. And unfortunately, that is not possible right now because energy is being blocked, and it's being blocked because of our thoughts and also being blocked by the dead, as I'll explain in the next show, September 16th. So to get people to go along with what you want them to think, to march to the beat you set for them, you create religious, culture, and government strictures, taboos, and rules to live by. The problem is, do they work? Of course, look at the weight of history around you. But they only work until revolutions occur, and revolutions always occur, and we are ready for one right now. And we are paving the way for one. All of us who are going, hey, wait a minute, could things be better? Right. And the revolution means that we propose something that is truth and see how that works for us. And what is truth? Okay, what is truth? Truth always comes down to one thing. Love is a principle that informs life. Love operates beyond rules and regulations to create health, balance, and harmony. So anyone who has embraced love has embraced compassion, which rejects and heals the pain that false beliefs have imposed upon us. So every day we see how false beliefs affect the living. I'm not good enough. I'm too fat. I'm too old. I'm in the wrong religion. I'm in the wrong country. I'm the wrong color. I'm the wrong sex. Whatever. Every day we see the pain that false beliefs impose on the living. There's one thing that's far more worse than that. And that's the pain of the stuck dead. And I will tell you about that on September 16th. But here's the problem with the dead. You wake up dead. It doesn't look like what you thought it was going to look like. And you think you're in the wrong place. Right? And every time I work with the stuck dead, which my dad kept yelling at me until I, you know, finally listened to him. He didn't yell at me, but he was like, hey. You know, I need you to look at this. Every time I talk to these people, they're not moving forward into their real afterlives. Not because of anything they did here on the planet, although sometimes their guilt over things holds them back. And maybe sometimes we think it should if we didn't, you know, approve of who they were when they were alive. But that's another subject altogether. They have a lot of answers, but the biggest one that most of them have is a religious thought form that teaches them that the afterlife is heaven, hell, purgatory, limbo, bardo, or whatever any of the different religious ideas has described the afterlife as. So they believe in an afterlife that religion told them to expect when they died, and because it afterlife looks nothing like that, as I can tell you from my experiences of all of them, hundreds of thousands of the dead that I have worked with, even in just the last 10 years, these people are suffering needlessly, and that makes me angry. And I always tell them, hey, see that guy standing over there in that doorway? That's my dad. And my dad will wave at him. I said, does that look like hell? And they're like, no. I go, okay. So all you have to do is walk forward there and go through there and start your real afterlife. So here's the thing about energy and thought forms. There's a thought form about the afterlife. There's a thought form about the Empire State Building. There's a thought form about what's the best country to live in, what's the best race to be, what's the best sex to be, what's the whatever. And everything that we think of, enough people think it, becomes a thought form. And those are all things that can potentially block our energy. So if we're the flashlight for our energy, and that energy is beaming out in a bright golden light, and something gets in front of it and blocks us, then we're not having the prosperous life, mind, body, and spirit that we could be having. I'm not talking about finances. I'm talking about the ultimate reason that we're all here, to grow our souls, right? To keep that soul moving forward, to have experiences that keep it moving, that learning to love ourselves, learning to accept ourselves and all of our mistakes and foibles and extra pounds and whatever it is. So just remember, when we're talking about energy, right, we cling to things that block us because they've been around long enough to become a way of life, religion, culture, our mindset, because we don't have the time or inclination to challenge it if we even think about it at all. So here's what I think, based on what I've seen from the hundreds of thousands of the dead I've worked with, from the beings that I work with on the planet, whether it's a hurricane, a volcano, a tree, a home. And boy, I can tell you about homes, crazy stuff lately. But every belief system, every thought form that we have can block us. So to me, the role for our current belief form is as an example, our culture, our religion, whatever, is an example of how thought forms can block us. Being religious is not a requirement for having a successful life or death. To me, that's a relief. I understand other people find it valuable to them, and that's cool. That's great if it works for you. It worked for my parents to a certain point because they got to the afterlife. But what is it that you can believe in that will help you grow your soul right now? And what you can believe in is that you are a bundle of energy that is constantly growing and evolving and expanding. And we're to allow that to keep flowing, freely flowing. And things that keep you from believing in yourself, that keep you from choosing to love yourself, from choosing to be an equal citizen of the planet, those are the things that are going to block you. And those are the things that we need to break away from. And right now, in the time that we live in, I think is an opportunity to create the revolution I'm talking about, to change our mindset, which helps us keep energy flowing, right? The thing is always to keep energy flowing. And remember, energy is sentient. So someone the other day was saying she was thinking of working with energy healing in a certain direction. And I'm thinking, why not just ask the energy how it might work with you and what it might think about how you could work with it? Because energy is sentient. Energy has opinions. Energy, when freely at work in the world, is truly magical. And I mean magic on a scale of instant amazing change. And that's what we've lost. In the past life regressions I've done with people over the years, when they're walking, they're talking to themselves 300 or 400 years in the past, simple people walking down a dirt road, don't blink an eye. I've said this before. Don't blink an eye at turning around and talking to themselves 300 or 400 years in the future. To me, even though I'm not them. And that means we have lost a ton of stuff by accepting scientific ideas, by assuming that because science can't measure something, it's not real, right? So our current mindset operates on fear, which fosters dependency. Choosing fear, choosing to allow our energy to be blocked, has locked us into what has not worked throughout history. And believing in things that don't work has completely added to that blocking. So right now, a lot of people are going, wow, like quantum physics is like amazing. And I can just change my attitude and cure cancer immediately and be prosperous. And that's a bunch of bullshit, people, because quantum physics is bunk. Quantum physics is telling us stuff that doesn't even make sense. And my favorite word for that I picked up from a scientist, flapdoodle, metaphysical flapdoodle. Here's another way of looking at the world and thinking about how we're going to live in the world. And we're going to talk more about this on September 16th. So quantum physics tells us we can create the world around us. But I know for a fact from talking with other beings that are not human, that is not true. We're not creating the world that we live in outside of the physical world. We're not creating it out of our heads. The universe exists outside of ourselves. It is real. And we are real members of the universe. And the universe that I see working is working without human involvement. Because, again, our energy came back to us creating a world that fits the world that we wanted to define it by. So we decided we humans are caretakers and guardians, and we're in charge of the planet, and everything should stand and, you know, step up to the plate and be bossed around by us. But that doesn't work because we've cut ourselves off from every other thing in the universe. And we've cut ourselves off from the essential beings that we were in previous lifetimes that didn't blink an eye at connecting with themselves past, present, and future, all of which we doubt because we allowed our cultural and religious and other mindsets to step in and create thought forms that have held our energy contained in a certain area. So where you get your energy flowing again is you change your mindset. And the mindset that I see works, I call planetary connection. I didn't make it up. Oh, I made up the words. I didn't make up the mindset. I was taught it by simply sitting down and respectfully having conversation with anything out there that wanted to come and have a conversation, including the what I call the bosses of the hurricanes, including air, including rain, trees, clouds, homes, businesses, whatever it is out there, animals. So the mindset that we've lived in from ancient times started out with human ego front and center and declined from there. If we look at a planetary connection and acknowledge the universe and the world as it really is, we see that everything is alive, has a soul, has consciousness, has a job to do, a choice about doing that job, and opinions. Every single thing out there. We are equal to everything out there. Once we step into that place where we are equals with all life, everything changes. Your energy starts moving forward, flowing more freely, right? We can still block ourselves just by our attitude and just by our doubts. But when you accept this equality with all life, everything moves easier. You can bless the rain on its way on a morning. Everything works better in your life, in your family, in your jobs. Everything works better because we're not fighting against ourselves. We're allowing energy to move. And if we looked at the world as a collaboration of equals, right, then we see where everything fits in. So quantum physics. Well, human mindset caused that atom to move. Therefore, we are creators of the universe. When in fact, the atom has been waiting for eons for us to acknowledge it and what it's doing. When it moves, when we regard it in quantum theory, is it saying hello to us? Totally different mindset. So I want you to think about this idea of energy, how it flows freely, how we create energy, how we support the energy body that surrounds our body, how we think about the world around us, and how we allow energy to freely flow. By loving ourselves, by loving the world around us, by accepting the ups and downs, and by working forward with love, with respect, with compassion, with equality for all life. That's what keeps energy moving. That's what we need to be doing. And if we're not doing that, then we're blocking energy and we're blocking our own development. But I tell you, we are at a crossroads now in our culture. What we have seen, what we have lived with for the past 2,000 years is going away. And something magical can take its place. What was here before, that equal involvement with the world around us, where energy is sentient and inviting it to work with us, creates miracles, magic. So think about that. I will be back on September 16th. Thank you for joining us. Cross your hands on your heart. Take a deep breath. Let that energy heal you and support you. And email me at robin@robinfritz.com, RobynFritz. Personal and business intuition, mediumship, animal communication, space clearing, past life, in between life regression. Wow, spiritual clearing, energy healing, soul progression clearing. It's all there. Take care. Be in touch. Thank you. Bye.